USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Both President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un have arrived in Singapore, where the two will hold a summit on Tuesday. President Trump leaving the G7 Economic Summit in Canada a little early so he could head to the summit in Singapore, saying to reporters of the summit with Kim Jong-un,
"He can take that nation with those great people and truly make it great. So it's a one-time, shot, and I think it's going to work out very well."
Friction between President Trump and the other G7 leaders was on display at that summit in Canada, though as he was leaving, the president said,
"I think the relationships were outstanding."
Things changed a short time later with the president tweeting while on his way to Singapore that the U.S. will not endorse the G7 statement that was signed by the six other leaders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
The Defense Department says the soldier killed while battling al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia on Friday was Staff Sergeant Alexander Conrad of Chandler, Arizona. He was with the 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group Airborne out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Four other soldiers were wounded in that fight. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's ready to have a summit with President Trump as soon as preparations can be made for one. He said to reporters during a visit to China today that Vienna would be a good location.
To win six races in such a short amount of time like he's just done is just an unbelievable feat on his part.
Jockey Mike Smith referring to Justify, the horse that won the 150th Belmont Stakes yesterday, and with it the Triple Crown.
Really, Bob's just done a tremendous job to get this horse to do what we just got done doing, so I can't tell you, this is just amazing.
Referring there to Justify's trainer Bob Baffert, who also won a triple with American Pharoah, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A report says Chinese hackers are behind the theft of over 600 gigabytes of data from a U.S. Navy contractor. The report in the Washington Post says that stolen data includes information on submarine warfare, including detailed plans for a supersonic anti-ship missile that the U.S. was planning to deploy by 2020. An investigation into the hack is underway. President Trump's been busy with the G7 summit and now getting ready for his summit with Kim Jong-un, but he's also been considering a pardon for another boxing great just a few weeks after pardoning Jack Johnson. USA's Wendy King has that story.
I'm thinking about Muhammad Ali.
Ali was sentenced for refusing to show up for induction into the military during the Vietnam War, but his conviction was later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court.
He was not very popular then. He certainly, his memory is very popular now.
Meanwhile, the president is going out of his way to extend an olive branch to those who may feel he's been unjust toward NFL players who kneel during the national anthem. The president said that in the future, he may ask protesting players to suggest, in his words, people that they think were unfairly treated by the justice system. He says he wants the players to recommend more pardons because that's why they're protesting. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News,